Donald Racing today. Track rating is a soft 5. Trav Noonan's done the form for us. Trav, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Brennan. Yeah, it looks a pretty good card at Donald. I think some of the maiden races earlier on in the day, we could see some handy talents getting around. The three-year-old filly's maiden to kick off the day's very handy, and Haitotsu having his first run for the Mar Eustace stable. Of course, a horse who was competitive in races like the Blue Diamond and the VRC size going around as well. So pretty good day of racing at Donald.
First event on the program is for the three-year-old fillies over 1,200 metres. Scratchings here are 1, 9, 11, 12, 13 and 15. Isle of Avalon is the favourite, $2.10. Boss Queen, $3.50. Delalati at $6.50. My Gift is My Song at $9.50 and Hollywood Siren at $12.
Yeah, Isle of Avalon will be hard to beat, but I just thought she's getting to a rock-bottom price now at $2.10. They put the blinkers on after a really good performance first up at Benalla. Subsequently to that, she was stakes placed in two appearances at Morphettville, but thought the run first up of Delalati was very good at Pakenham in a strong synthetic maiden there. They ran really quick time for the class. She was back in the ruck, which wasn't probably the place to be in that race. It was on speed, dominated. She was doing her best work the last 200, and she's quite a well-bred filly, Delalati, out of a very good race mare, Rima. So happy to put her on top of Isles of Avalon. I think they're easily the top two picks in this race. Then go to the two, Boss Queen, who's jumped out well for the Mar and Eustace stable at Ararat recently, gets the services of John Allen, and 10, My Gift is My Song. Numbers in the first, 3, 6, 2, 10.
3, 6, 2 and 10 in race number 1. Race number 2 on the program is over the 1,350. It's a maiden. 1 and 3 come out here. Shock'em is the favourite at $3.60. Just ahead of Crackhorn, $3.80. Coralie, $4.60. Monave at $5.750 for Speed Bump.
Yeah, easy to see why there's been market support here for Shock'em, the four-year-old son of Shocking. He'll be a type that in time will get out over further than 1,350 metres, but he's done a lot right at his jump outs. He's had three of them leading into his debut. I think the best of those was at Stall a couple jump outs ago, but he's been going very well. I think he'll make his presence felt here on debut. Against 11, Crackhorn, who was very good last time at Swan Hill. If he can replicate that sort of performance, he's going to be right there in the finish. 12, Monave is an interesting runner. Just was a little bit green last time at Wangaratta, can perhaps improve up in distance here, the son of Piero. And then we went the way of the 9, Speed Bump, who got a long way back at Cranbourne, got held up, was good late. 2, 12, 11 and 9 in race number 2.
Race number 3, 1,350 metre maiden, 9 and 14 come out here. Haitotsu, former Wendy Kelly prepared runner, first up for the Mar Eustace team, $1.35. Hello, Little Fafio at $7.50, Step Too Far at 8, 11, No Debt, Tsunami Moon, 11, $16 for Commander Harry.
Yeah, $1.35, it's very short for any horse, but I think he should be winning Haitotsu. He's just got a lot of class and a few of these. I think he'll come back a much better three-year-old, son of Maurice. He did plenty of things right in his debut preparation, including running, you know, third quickest last 200 and a Blue Diamond. You know, the quickest home in that race were Arturis and Animo. So you get the understanding of the class this horse has, and he should be too good here. 12, Haitotsu. To beat the 4, Step Too Far, who did race well last preparation at Hamilton and Colac and two good maidens, has jumped out reasonable for this. 6, Little FIFO, was strong late last time at Echuca, and in for 4th went the way of the 11, Commander Harry, who's also jumped out reasonably at Cranbourne. 12, 4, 6, 11.
Race number 4 is a maiden over the 1,350 metres. There are no scratchings here from this 4th event. Tab Fixed Odds favourite is number 13, Lady Adelaide at 3.20, Crystal Dynasty 3.60, along with Sassy Choice, Fiorente Spritz at $6.50, Waylaid 11 and 14, also clear.
Yeah, Lady Adelaide was a very good performance at Warwick Nabil back on the 5th of July when she ran second to a horse called Danu Star. She's had two trials in preparation for her first up appearance here at Cranbourne. Both of them have been rock solid, and I think she's a filly that in time will be a pretty handy one, the daughter of Adelaide, and I think this is a good way for her to get her first win on the board. The 13, Lady Adelaide, clear top selection. From 6, Crystal Dynasty, who was good last time at Pakenham, has had the break since then, returns an older, more seasoned mare in the right camp. 14 Sassy Choice was a good runner last time at Ballarat on the synthetic track, could improve on the turf and gets the services of Dean Holland. And the 8 Briante Spritz, a bit unlucky last time at Mildura, can improve on that performance. 13-6, 14-8.
13-6, 14-8. They've raced Healesville Race 1. My apologies. We'll bring you a replay of that after we have a look at this fifth event from Donald. Over the 2,000 metres, a maiden over the 2,000. Scratchings here are 12, 16, 17 and 18. 13, Teawaters, 330. 1, Bazzini, 460. 2, JD and Will, 5 with My Lancelot and Descent, 9 with Dominion Dancer.
Yeah, happy to be here with the one Bazzini, who looks a progressive sort of staying type, a son of Dundeal. He was good last time in a maiden that was pretty deep at Warrnambool behind Kaituku and Fergal. Fourth horse out of that race, Aspen Colorado, bolted in last week at Cassin. He gets the winkers on here, which I think will make him focus a little bit better, the one Bazzini. So happy to have him on top. From the 13 Teawaters, who may end up, you know, maybe in a Victoria Derby. He's a very big staying sort of type, this horse. Ran second at Donald last time over 1,600 metres. The step up to 2,000 looks a big tick for him. 9 Descents racing really well this preparation. Third, 2 starts ago to Atomic Rocket. This track was very good when hitting the line hard, and then last time was strong at Swan Hill. And then in for fourth, we went the way of the 2, JD and Will, who will be appreciated getting up to the 2,000 metres. 1, 13, 9, 2.
1.13.92 for Trav in race 5 from Donald. Let's take in the replay of race 1 from Healesville on Cup Day.
The Healesville Cup final, the feature a bit later on as they load for the opener. Set to go now, green light race 1. Away and racing now, and Dundee Hornet only fair to get going, and Rather left quickly from the outside, showing nice speed now. Zigzag Kabang with Orson Seth, Rather up to make the line of 3. Then Night Wonder. Now a fair way back off them here, Catcher Pearl, Texicali Skull, and back to last Dundee Hornet. Booting clear though, Zigzag Kabang, and Zigzag Kabang's going to win the first. Zigzag Kabang won it 3/4 to Rather, who hit the line. 3 lengths away, Mobile Legend third, then Night Wonder. They were clear over Catcher Pearl, Orson Seth, Dundee Hornet a mile back the fave with Texicali Skull, one of the last in. First on Cup Day, and it's an outsider at 44-1.
5, Zigzag Kabang, 37.10 and 5.87, Rather $1.50, 6, Mobile Legend, $2.70, 4th into number 8, Quinella, 22.40, exact at $95, Trifecta, $669.70, first four, $1,424.50, and we stand by for all clear. In fact, it's there now, 5, 7, 6 and 8, all clear on the first from Healesville. Race number 2, second heat of the Vic Red Maiden Series is in 11 minutes time, and the reserves come out. Photo Man is the favourite at $2.60 with Tav fixed odds in race number 2. James going 5, 3, 2 and 1. On to race number 6 at Donald. This is the first leg of the quaddy. It's a 0-58 over the 2,000 metres. Scratchings here from this event are runners 1, 4, 5, 10 and 19. Something Grand 3.40. Equine Philosopher 4.20. Charcoal Annie at $7, $8 North Anna. Savvy Acquisition 10. Testaday 11. Luna Chara at $15.
Yeah, happy to be with Savvy Acquisition here at $10. I thought this horse is going very well this campaign when he's been on track sort of rated below a heavy, and he gets that today with a soft 5, which should be fine for him. His last performance at Mildura was rock solid, I thought, at 2,000 metres, and I think a pretty strong lead-up for this. And around $10, I think he's a fair each-way price with Harry Coffey in the saddle, the 17 Savvy Acquisition. To beat the 3, Highly Intrusive, who getting up to 2,000 metres, I think will really suit this horse. Was quite strong late at Swan Hill in a handy 0-58. Blinkers go on as well, so it can improve at a bit of a price. 6 Something Grand. If it goes back to its form of sort of 4 back, it'll be pretty hard to beat when it won at Bendigo. Last time, she was just never in the hunt there in a benchmark 64. Drop back to a 0-58 does suit. And 2 Equine Philosopher was good winning last time, 17, 3, 6 and 2.
Race number 7 is 1,000 metres, 0 to 58. Scratchings here are 2 and 12. Tab Fixed Odds favourite here is Sandhill at $4. $4.40, Calligrapher. Poppy's Horse at $5.50. Stirrup $6.50. Fergie $7.50. Tantaliser at $13.
Happy to forgive the performance of Calligrapher last time, Brendan. He didn't jump away with the field, and then after that he was just out of play there at Echuca. Back to 1,000 metres is going to be a big tick for him and can put himself right up on top of the speed here. And I think he'll take some running down for Jared Fry, the one Calligrapher. Got him on top of the 4, Sandhill, who's racing in very good form this campaign. His last couple have been very good at the 1,000 metres, including that last start second to Al Fabio. Third horse, Sashima, has come out of that and won since. 6, Fergie's an interesting first-up runner here in this event. Had a very good preparation last time in, being competitive in much higher grade than this, so he can run well. And the 8, Tantaliser, first-up last preparation was also rock solid, so he can be competitive. 1, 4, 6 and 8.
Race number 8 is a 0 to 58 over the 1620 metres. Emergencies 15 through 19 not required here. A Fighting Fury off the wide draw for Andrew Bobbin and Harry Coffey is the $4.20 Tab Fixed Odds favourite. Gaucho $7.50. Okotoks at $8. $9 Earl of Kendall. Guns Ablaze at $9.50. 10 Western Wingo. Classically Bright also at 10 with 51 States and All Fairy Prince. And Shy Pipper on the $12 line. Open race, the second last.
It is. So went looking for a little bit of value, and I think All Fairy Prince is perhaps that horse at $12 there in the market. I thought his effort last time at Cranbourne was very good. Carried 62 kilos in a benchmark 58. Now he drops back to 60 kilos in a 0 to 58, a much weaker race. I thought his run there was very, very good. And if he can hold that performance, I think he's going to take some beating here, All Fairy Prince, getting up to the 1,600 metres. From that barrier 8, he should be able to put himself on speed as well. 11.51 States is getting fitter. Last start effort, Wangaratta, was quite good. I think he can run a cheeky race at a bit of a price as well. 3, Okotoks. He's a very consistent performer in this grade. Last time was good at Mildura. Step up to the mile is a big tick for him also. And then the 9, Gaucho, who was disappointing first up, but usually takes a run or two to get to his best. And when he starts to lead his races, he can be more effective, which perhaps he does today. 2.11, 3.9.
Race number 9 is a 1,350 metre, 0 to 58. Once again, emergencies 15 through 19 are not required here. And Hughes the Boss is the Tab Fixed Odds favourite. Johnny Allen, Fidano, Sullivan, $4. Sunday Night Tea off the wide draw at $5. Pristine Image, $6.50. Heavenly Bodied at $8. $9.50 High Delta. Fireball, $10. Nostradam Man at $12. And $16 for Battlemaster.
Yeah, he's probably the best-placed horse, I reckon, across the country today here, Hughes the Boss. He hasn't paid the price for being very consistent last campaign with his ratings, and so he sits at a 58 level, despite running third at Caulfield only 3 starts ago and a benchmark 64 behind Karubi, who's a very handy horse. So his jump-outs leading into this have been outstanding. The most recent one at Burrumbeat I thought was very good work, and I think he's on an upward trajectory, this horse. I think he should be able to win first up too, Hughes the Boss. From 7, Pristine Image, who's been in good form this campaign, really sort of started to turn the corner his last couple for the Wild Stable. His last run at Warwicknabeal was rock solid. Melissa Julius getting in the saddle, I think, is a positive for this horse as well. Then we get to the 3, Nostradam Man, who was another one who comes through that same Warwicknabeal race, was up on speed and gave a good kick. I think he'll be doing similar here. And 4, Azustic, he's just been knocking on the door his last couple. I think this is a much more suitable race than what he's been facing, and the step up in trip should be to his liking. 2, 7, 3 and 4 in the last.
2, 7, 3, 4. Best value, quality and play for the 9 events at Donald, please, Traff.
Best bet race 4, number 13, Lady Adelaide. I think she's really well placed here, the Patrick Payne trained filly. I think, you know, getting around the sort of price she is now, I think she's a good play, Lady Adelaide. Next best, race 9, number 2, Hughes the Boss. Comes into this off a really solid jump out, and he just looks very well placed in a 0 to 58. And the value, race 6, number 17, Savvy Acquisition, Harry Coffey goes in the saddle, a pretty wide open 2,000-metre race, and at each way odds, I think he's worthy of a play. Quaddy. Race 6 will take numbers 2, 3 and 6. Race 7 will take 1, 4, 6. Race 8 will load up a little bit, 2, 3, 9, 11. And race 9 will just come home with the 2 there for the day at Donald.
Best of luck today, Trav.
You too, Brennan.